Richardsville Elementary has all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a green school. It's heated and cooled by geothermal energy. The gym floor is bamboo. There's an array of solar panels, both on the roof and in the parking lot. But the building's energy-efficient features go further. They're incorporated into every aspect of planning and design.
And if you look up, you can see what we call the spine of the building. It runs all the way through the building. And this is how we bring in a lot of natural lighting into the building.
Jay Wilson is the school district's energy manager. We're standing in Richardsville's lobby. There's a TV screen on the wall showing the building's energy consumption. Straight ahead is the gym, where a class is playing basketball and jumping rope. A school the size of Richardsville usually costs its district about $8,000 a month in utility costs. The bill for Richardsville?
And we have no utility bill, no.
Richardsville is the first net zero school. Not only the first in Kentucky, but the first in the country. Net zero is a term that refers to buildings that have zero net energy consumption. There are a few ways to do this, but usually it's by designing an energy-efficient building, then adding on enough renewable energy to produce as much energy as the building uses. Everything about the way Richardsville was planned and designed took energy efficiency into account. It did take way too much time to list all of the building's features, but here are a few. Insulated concrete forms, which hold in the heat and cooling. There's an abundance of natural light, and darker classrooms have several high-tech solar tubes, where natural light filters in on command. And in the school's commercial-scale kitchen, cafeteria manager Valerie Twidwell cooks with a combi oven, which combines convection and steam, instead of fryers and large exhaust hoods.
It doesn't take near as long to heat up, and it doesn't take near as long to cook. The food's a better quality.
Lots of these features could work anywhere, at any school. When you don't count the solar panels, the school was built at a cost of about $168 per square foot, which is the budget for any similarly sized school. And Ken Seibert of CMTA Engineers, the firm that engineered the school, says even with the cost of the solar panels, the investment makes sense.
This building has a financial return on 12 years, and the building's going to be there 30, 40, 45 years. So thinking long term, it works great. When you just think short term developer mentality, no, it won't pay back in a 5-year period.
Jay Wilson leads me up a narrow set of metal steps to the roof to take a look at the thin film solar panels up there.
And pretty much the entire roof is covered with solar.
Because Richardsville is in the Tennessee Valley Authority service area, those solar panels have already started paying off. TVA buys back renewable energy at a premium and sent the school a check for $37,000 last year for the extra power it sold back to the grid. But even in other areas of Kentucky with less generous renewable energy incentives, a few schools have still made the economics work out. And as politicians like to point out, Kentucky has among the lowest energy costs in the nation. This means if it makes economic sense to build energy-efficient buildings here, it would only make more sense in other, more expensive places. Besides the obvious perks, like a smaller carbon footprint and the school's non-existent energy bills, Richardsville has another benefit. Students walk through hallways dedicated to topics like recycling and geothermal energy. They watch the energy production of the solar panels. Manisha Ford leads Richardsville's energy team and says every student has learned lessons about energy and conservation from the building.
They see it every day, and they get the opportunity here to see some things that you wouldn't normally see, like the solar tubes. And we have, you know, little bitty kids who can tell you about that.
Educators say students who learn all about saving energy through their school buildings are likely to take those lessons home to their families and inspire behavior change outside the school. Erica Peterson, WFPL News.